What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the fuckatoni out of it.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We're going to be here next couple hours. All kinds of stuff to talk about as our commander-in-chief spirals out of control, which is, let's call it, less than comforting.
It's crazy.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, and you can also we got our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, etc. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Those that have and those that want to go to crabdiving.com/amazon. Every time you buy something there, and we get a little commission, it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
50 pounds. The average age of the Jim Baker audience is like 75.
They're not lifting 50 pounds.
Yeah, it's going to sit on their porch.
No, it's going to turn into the cat litter box.
When it's delivered.
Yes.
I'm talking about.
Oh, right, right.
Unless the grandchildren come over to visit.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Do you remember the episode of the Jim Baker Show when he tasted the food and he pretended
that
to like
one.
It?
That was that exact clip.
Oh, this one. Oh, okay.
That, oh, dear God, is after he.
Oh, that's right.
Is after he took a bite of it.
Oh, dear God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. And I think I said all the bullshit. So let's strap in and see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what's up, America? Are you ready for the Civil War?
Es muss weitergekämpft werden. Es geht nicht.
Trump speech.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Translated into the German.
Oh, sure. Yes. Nein.
The white people in droves.
Exactly, Glenn Beck.
Fuck you, Glenn.
We haven't forgotten you. We kind of have.
You fucking loser.
It's a little warm for this, Shelby.
Oh, yes.
The intern in my lap. It's still hot as fuck here. Yeah,
she moved.
The panhandle.
Yay.
Deceptive, because in the morning it's slightly less ball-droopingly hot.
Right.
And, right. So the walks are nice with the monster in the morning, but
right?
The later on, you know, by 10 a.m., it's
horrible.
It's hot,
dude,
as fucking humid already.
You know, and it's only going to get hotter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only going to get more humid.
Two more months of hurricane season, too.
Yay. Perfecto.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
Let's see.
He actually said dildos.
He did. It's cut off at the end there. I don't know why it is.
Well,
I should fix that.
It doesn't matter, but what is the context of that? What the fuck was that? I don't remember.
I think somebody had... Didn't somebody send a joke or something? Like a box of dildos, and somebody thought that was funny, and something
he didn't think was funny. And
yeah, yeah.
He says, so they're saying, oh, yes. To a box. Maybe. I don't, you know, I don't.
That seems vaguely familiar.
It's kind of hard to remember.
Hard.
Let me see. If I don't want to Google Glenn Beck dildos. Lord knows why, what the fuck I'm going to see.
You're already Fursuit Friday, aren't you?
You did show reason, up again.
Yeah.
And my trends on the right. Crab diving, on their official crab diving Twitter trends.
The internet thinks our podcast is about furries.
Why is it on crab diving?
I don't know.
The account that we share.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm following a bunch of gerbils. It's my favorite.
The, okay, here we go.
Yes.
I don't know if, I think it might be the Glenn Beck clip.
Oh, okay.
It may not even be here anymore. I think it's gone.
Sad.
It's not the link that I just was
sad.
Anyway, here is your headlines, everybody. Let's see what's going the fuck on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 30th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines. That's going to leave a mark.
Oh, yes.
The dog mistimed her jump.
Oopsie.
And her back legs clawing at my leg to try to save her.
Medic!
Ouch. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's eight.
HuffPo.
Yes.
During a video segment called The Monday Morning Meeting, Beck and Morning Zoo sidekick Pat Gray discussed, of all things, a box of dildos.
Oh.
Specifically, a box of dildos in a high school end-of-term student awards ceremony.
What the fuck?
Why, Beck wondered, is a box of dildos allowed in school, but not a Christmas tree?
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's what it was about.
So you could have, yes to a box of dildos, no to Jesus. Is that his point?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's funny. I love that. So stupid.
The apparently it was supposed to be a joke.
Yes.
Somebody included a box of dildos at some high school,
right.
But it wasn't a real one. It's one of those.
It's a fake one, right?
Yes.
Yes. It's a gag.
A fake
box.
Award in the form right. of a box of dildos.
That's funny.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's the that's the history of the Glenn Beck.
Ooh, yes.
Box of dildos quote.
Perfect.
Thanks to the internet.
Right.
I saw this headline moments ago. Report says Pompeo was on the Ukraine call.
Yay, those fucking crooks. Those fucking crooks.
Well, that means, I mean, if they're going to impeach Trump for making the call, Pompeo heard the call.
Yeah.
And did nothing about it. Or maybe he's the whistleblower.
I mean, he's on the call. How is he? Pompeo, don't you think it's unlikely that he's the whistleblower?
Yeah, yeah. Unlikely.
I mean, God.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the July 25 call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the Wall Street Journal reports.
Right.
Citing a senior State Department official.
Yes.
The revelation could implicate the State Department more closely in the House of Representatives' ongoing impeachment inquiry.
Damn!
Into Trump.
Oh, over shit.
Over his request to Zelensky during the call that the Ukraine investigate Joe Biden.
Hey, I have a question. Doug Jones is the senator from Alabama, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Democrat.
Barely. Fucking
right,
barely.
Right.
Fucking barely. I mean, he is
Alabama.
He's not calling for impeachment.
Well,
he says he doesn't know all the facts yet. Well, Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
Fucking shame on you, Doug, you piece of shit. Are you not concerned about our country's sovereignty, you motherfucker?
The House Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees last week subpoenaed Pompeo for documents concerning the administration's contacts with the Ukrainian government.
Yes.
The committees also plan to depose 5 State Department officials over the next 2 weeks.
Wow. I mean, it's as if everybody is up to no good in that fucking White House.
On a September 22nd episode of ABC's This Week with George Snuffleupagus,
right,
Pompeo feigned ignorance about the call. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they're all fucking liars. Oh, it's amazing. Jeez.
In the interview, reporter Martha Raddatz referenced the whistleblower's complaint, asked Pompeo what he knew about those conversations, and Pompeo said, "You just gave me a report about a IC whistleblower complaint, none of which I've seen."
Here's what we know about the Trump administration. They lie. They especially lie to the fucking media.
Pompeo's a good Christian, too. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that he lies.
Well, Trump's anointed by God, according to some of these evangelical fucknuts.
Yeah. A lot of anointing going on.
Oh, yes. Ow, ow, ow.
Right in the face.
Yeah.
Raddatz said, "You say you know nothing about this, but let me ask you this question. The Ukrainian presidential readout of the conversation said they discussed, quote, investigation of corruption cases which inhibited the interaction between Ukraine and the USA.
Oh, my God.
That's the Ukrainian take on it.
The Ukrainian take is...
They discussed, quote,
yes,
an investigation of corruption cases which inhibited the interaction between Ukraine and the USA.
Shit, and USA. I mean, so like, how do you get rid of your Secretary of State for lying? Do you impeach them?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we're just going to have to go down we're going to have to get him, Pence. Pence knew about it, allegedly. It's going to be President Pelosi. I mean, it's not, but it could. This has happened earlier.
Yeah, I mean, but that's dependent on the Republicans doing the right thing in the Senate, right?
Right, right.
Well, that's not going to happen. This is why our system is fucked. This is why it's fucked. We got a Secretary of State that's dirty. We got a goddamn AG that's dirty. President's dirty. Vice President's dirty. They're all dirty. But yet we have to wait till the election to get rid of these bitches. It's so fucked up.
Pompeo again indicated he knew no specifics
about
the call, saying, right, "I think I saw a statement from the Ukrainian foreign minister yesterday that said there was no pressure applied in the course of the conversation." So he doesn't know anything about it, but he knows Trump's defense.
Oh, yes. God.
I don't know anything about it, but I think the Ukrainians said there was no pressure. But I don't know anything about it, but you're talking about.
God, they're such fucking liars. God damn.
So that is the headline over to the HuffPost.
And that threat from Trump where he mentioned civil war and shit, I mean, that is a straight up.
We'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, that is a straight up threat. These people are, they're lying to us. And they're saying, if you're going to do anything about it, there's going to be bloodshed. These people are fucking thugs.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
They ain't thinking over there. All in red.
Right.
I saw this story, too. This is there's another one.
Yes.
Trump. This is from the New York Times.
Fake news.
President Trump pushed the Australian prime minister during a recent telephone call to help Attorney General William Barr gather information for a Justice Department inquiry that Trump hopes will discredit the Mueller investigation.
Why Australia?
He thinks there's something he can get them on in Australia. The White House Oh, look, the White House restricted access to the call's transcript.
Oh, wow.
To a small group of the president's aides. That's what I saw an article earlier that said Nixon had his tapes and Trump has his transcripts. That,
right.
That are now vanishing, going into the super secret server of shitheadery.
Well, is it the super secret server? Does it have the info about the Australian call, too?
That's what they say. They restricted the access. The discussion with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia shows the extent to which Trump sees the Attorney General as a critical partner in his goal to show that the Mueller investigation had corrupt and partisan origins, and the extent that Trump sees the Justice Department inquiry as a potential way to gain leverage over America's closest allies.
Damn. I mean, shit, dude.
Like the call with Zelensky in Ukraine, the discussion with Morrison shows the president using high-level diplomacy to advance his own personal political interests.
Oh, my God. We just have to sit here and take all this corruption. This is... really bonkers. This is fucked up.
Sounds like Barr's playing along on this one. Trump initiated the discussion in recent weeks with Morrison explicitly for the purpose of requesting Australia's help in the Justice Department review of the Russia investigation. Barr requested that Trump speak directly to Morrison. It came only weeks after Trump seemed to make military aid to Ukraine contingent on Zelensky doing him a favor.
Good God. Me
a favor and help Barr.
When do these people in the White House govern? When do they do shit for this country?
They don't.
I mean,
what have they done?
Not one fucking thing.
Bad shit. Just horrible things. The one big thing they did was the tax cut for all the rich fucks.
Oh, yes. Great.
Which is now hastening the country into recession.
So there's all this corruption, and on top of this, we're going to spiral into a fucking recession. That
right, and then the Democrats will take over, and then they'll fix it, and then in 8 years, some other racist will come along or something, and woo the morons or we'll get bored. Well, the Democrats will get complacent again and not go out, or they won't fall in love with the Democratic candidate and therefore stay home.
God, our system fucking sucks. If this sucks. No, but the Democrats won the last election. They won the fucking popular vote.
Bigly.
So
in 2018.
We have a system that lets the Republicans win, even when most of the people don't want that. That is the dumbest fucking system I've ever fucking heard in my fucking life.
I saw another story about the real threat to our democracy has been and continues to be Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Well, I would,
even if you go back, with Obama.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't care if the president was elected by the people. I'm not doing one thing. That he wants.
The real threat to our democracy, and I would even say maybe it makes it not a democracy, this Electoral College is fucking us.
Oh, well, it's not a democracy with the Electoral College, and with the Senate also is not democratic.
And so what happens? So this cycle that you described keeps happening and happening, and we get fed this bullshit about this trust in the system, it'll work its way out, and we don't change shit.
It's been inching its way better. I mean, if you talk to black people about the 1950s, they felt like this back then, and things got a little better. They got worse for a while, and they got better.
Right.
That's the way this country seems to vibe these days.
I mean, this guy got us out of two nuclear arms agreements.
Hopefully
right?
The people will wake the fuck up.
The one in Russia and the one in Iran.
Nuclear.
A treaty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not only is all this corruption, but then he's inching us forward closer to World War III.
Also in the news, I'm sure he will ignore it, but Rudy has been subpoenaed.
Yeah, big deal.
By the House Democrats, the Intelligence Committee.
Yay!
The panel, along with the Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees, so yes. Three different committees, are seeking documents related to Rudy's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Well, his personal windmill, for some reason.
Yeah, but don't you think he's off? I mean, Biden's not going to get it, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, once it starts shaking down to two or three.
Right.
Which way it starts going, if Biden kind of maintains and can keep Elizabeth Warren from surging ahead. I think Elizabeth Warren will eclipse Bernie.
Right.
It's already kind of happening. Hopefully he'll... Bernie, I mean, if Bernie's going to endorse, he's endorsing her.
Yeah.
Over Joe Biden, I would assume. They like each other and they agree on a whole bunch of shit. Right. So that would be huge if you can get the people. The question is, will the Bernie bros accept...
A woman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, God.
I saw, again, a comment today on the Twitter... something about, all the polls are showing that Warren would beat Trump, too. And then it was just somebody responded, some troll, Pocahontas. That's all it said.
How fucking stupid, man.
But if that's all they got.
Yeah.
They're doomed.
Right.
Against her. I mean, that, if that's it. The Pocahontas is we're bored already. So in any debate, which, first of all, Trump will never debate her.
Right.
But on the outside chance he did. He would be Pocahontas. Oh, yeah, Pocahontas? Really, Pocahontas?
Yeah, yeah.
And that would just wear thin, and it would not be good for him.
Hey, Democrats, the next time the Republicans have the House and somebody subpoenas you, do not go. Don't fucking go.
Eric Holder didn't.
Good. Because, goddamn, it's pointless. It's pointless to say, why does Congress have power to subpoena if they can't really, they don't really have power to subpoena. They have the power to send a piece of paper, right?
Yes.
But they don't really have the power to enforce it.
Well, yeah, right. You have to send it to the courts, and then the courts would have to enforce it. McConnell said, there's speculation that he would try some shenaniganry to not even have a vote on impeachment. But he said today that he would have no choice but to take it up.
God, I have no choice but to do the right thing. It's tough for me, guys.
How long you are on it is a different matter, he says.
Oh,
I would have no choice but to take it up based on the Senate rule on impeachment. So then he could say, we're going to have 10 minutes of debate.
Oh, yes.
And then vote.
Oh, that's what he'll do, right?
He'll set the rules. And then the Chief Justice presides over the over the affair.
Who is that?
Roberts.
Oh, okay. The Supreme Court.
Yeah. And I saw another article over the weekend that he's like, he hates Trump, and that he really hates the Trump's belief that the Supreme Court is in his rectum now.
Right.
He's got him.
Right.
So that may affect any impeachment proceedings.
Yes. Why does Mitch have to have the hearings? I don't understand that. Like, what
happened? It's in the Constitution. They have to have the impeachment. Yeah.
But what if he just doesn't? I mean, I'm just, it's because, this is a Donald Trump era, right? What you have to do is different than what you have to do. Because I think
Nothing's come to that point yet where it's something that, blatantly ripping up shitting on the Constitution. I don't, you know, these Republicans who squeal that they love the Constitution, they ever justify that.
Yeah, they don't love the Constitution. They love white
people.
Because
what happened to Merrick Garland was legal, untoward and shitty, but
right.
There's no rule against the way McConnell held that nomination.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines.
Yay.
Everybody. It's all very exciting.
Yes.
So Rudy, Rudy being subpoenaed, I'm sure he'll give him the old middle finger.
Oh yeah. He's not going.
It's attorney-client privilege.
It's or it's just, I don't want to go. Suck my dick.
The Democrats are asking for more call transcripts now with other leaders, like with MBS and with Putin.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to find something there. I mean, just know that you will.
Yeah. I haven't even checked his Twitter in a minute or two.
Shit. Oh, he has to. He must have twatted something.
Well, the big story that you mentioned earlier. He retweeted that cum thimble of a human being, that Jeffress, Robert Jeffress, the alleged pastor of the Lord, who's one of Trump's biggest champions.
Yes.
Terrifying Christo-fascist.
A bootlicker.
Who wants to instill a Christian dominion over the United States.
That sounds so nice.
Trump is warning he retweeted a conservative pastor's comments.
Yes.
I think he was on Faux News, this Jeffress. And shame on Faux News.
Right.
Again, perpetually.
Oh, yes.
That removing him would provoke, quote, a civil war like fracture in America. So there's a new Republican seems to have grown, I don't know, a spine or momentary. But so far, all he's doing is issuing a strongly worded tweet.
Yes. Is he calling for shitbags
so far,
impeachment?
All he's doing is issuing a strongly worded tweet.
Who gives a fuck?
Representative Adam Kinzinger, Illinois.
Yes.
A Republican.
Ooh.
In a Trump district
Illinois,
responded saying, I have visited nations ravaged by civil war. I've never imagined such a quote to be repeated by a president. This is beyond repugnant.
Oh, geez. Boy. Call for his impeachment then, dickhead. Big deal. God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
scrolling through all the tweets.
What's his name? Robert what? From Illinois? Or that
Adam Kinzinger.
Adam Kinzinger. hey, dude. But are we supposed to suck your dick for that tweet or something? Big fucking deal.
10 hours ago, the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country.
Yes.
Started the tweets this morning.
No. The greatest witch hunt of this country was probably an actual witch hunt.
I was going to say the women that were dunked in a pond, and if they died, it proved they weren't witches.
She's a witch. Bunner! Right.
Yeah.
That's a witch hunt, dickhead.
They had a vote in that.
My God.
Then he tweeted a quote from Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. China trade turmoil. China urgent calm and rational solution.
China is doing very poorly. Well, the USA, under your favorite president's leadership.
God, why is he so fucking nuts?
Continues to soar to new heights and... Despite the do-nothing Democrats, we have just begun! Exclamation point. 9 hours ago, the fake whistleblower complaint is not holding up.
It's just the opposite.
Right.
It is mostly about the call to the Ukrainian president, which, in the name of transparency, I immediately released to Congress and the public.
No, you released a memo.
A summary of it, right? Yeah. Which was damning.
Which is horrible.
So... Why would he release such a damning transcript? Did he not realize it was?
The whistleblower knew almost nothing. Its secondhand description of the call is a fraud! Exclamation point.
Yes.
Then he went after Schiff in the next tweet.
Ooh.
Representative Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement, pretended it to be mine as the most important part of my call to the Ukrainian president, and read it aloud to Congress and the American people. It bore no relationship to what I said on the call. arrest for treason? Question mark.
Oh my God. Arrest Adam Schiff for
treason. He has no idea what treason is.
Right. Well, I mean, he's doing it, though.
Well,
isn't
he? Not by the legal definition.
Right. Because we have to be at war?
Yeah, kind of. And you have to give aid to the enemy or something like that. Yeah. I mean, there's a specific definition.
But we have troops in Afghanistan, don't we? And I mean, we're the war on terror, no?
I'm sure that's how the Republicans would spin it.
But if we're at war and he does this, and then it is treasonous, right?
Depending on who he's aiding and abetting, I would guess. Then he tweeted some author. It says author and China expert, Jonathan Ward.
Okay.
After many years, the United States is finally waking up to Beijing's plans. Okay, blah, 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 about China. China, China, China.
Some crazy batshit author wrote a book.
Then Trump says, we are winning and we will win. They should not have broken the deal we had with them. Happy birthday, China.
Happy birthday, China. Is he advertising a book? Is that what that is?
He doesn't have the name of the book in this one. Okay. Usually he does, but...
God, Trump. You're so classless.
9 hours ago, again, the president of Ukraine said there was caps lock.
Right.
Caps lock engaged.
Okay.
No, parentheses, zero pressure put on him by me, period. Disengage caps lock.
Oh, yes.
Case closed, exclamation point.
Right.
No pressure.
Okay.
Caps lock.
Shit.
Engage. Next tweet. Who changed the longstanding whistleblower rules just before submittal of the fake whistleblower report? Question mark. Drain the swamp! Exclamation point.
Did someone change the rules?
I don't know.
What the fuck is he talking
about? Sounds like he says someone changed the whistleblower rules. I think they... Didn't Congress pass some laws to try to protect whistleblowers?
Yeah, they did. They did. From people like this.
Yes.
I mean, it's the president. I mean, this is unreal, dude. This is the president. Painting a tart. Do we know the name of the whistleblower? Didn't the New York Times release information?
No, not a name. Just
some clues.
Clues as to who it would have to be.
So you can figure it out. That's nice.
Who changed the longstanding whistleblower rules?
Well, if they were changed, they were meant to protect the whistleblower from fucknuts like you, dickhead.
9 hours ago, one word, hashtag, fake whistleblower. This is our president.
That's all he said.
This is our 11-year-old president.
God, how sad. I mean, if he's gonna double down, why not just ignore it? You know, no comment.
Then he tweeted a quote about his poll numbers.
Poll.
Saying Trump's poll numbers were starting to go up, and that's why all of a sudden this fake impeachment is starting to happen.
Oh, okay.
Trump tweeted that.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. The poll numbers are going up, and the Democrats don't know how to beat him in 2020.
8 hours ago. Very simple, exclamation point. I was looking for corruption, and also why Germany, France, and others in the European Union don't do more for Ukraine. Why is it always the USA that does so much and puts up so much money for Ukraine and other countries? By the way, the Bidens were corrupt! Exclamation point. P.S. Postscript. The Bidens were corrupt.
Yes. Is he sort of hinting that?
Hinting?
That if he wanted something from Ukraine, it would have been owed to him anyway because America's done so much for them.
Well, he said that in the phone call. That's in the transcript that he released.
Oh yeah,
we've done so much for you, and we've got nothing back. We don't get anything back. By the way, got a favor to ask of you.
Oh yes,
look into Joe Biden. And when is he worried about corruption?
Oh yeah,
corruption. I mean, look at your own cabinet, you asshole. How many of those fuck nuts had to slither out of there because of corruption scandals.
I mean, he is corruption.
Right.
He's the embodiment of corruption. I would say, I would even say that I don't know if he would, can he operate in a legal way? This motherfucker can't walk down the street without getting in trouble. Well, he doesn't get in trouble. He does something wrong, but he doesn't get in trouble.
The fake news media wants to stay as far away as possible from the Ukraine and China deals made by the Bidens. A corrupt media is so bad for our country, exclamation point. In actuality, the media may be even more corrupt than the Bidens, which is hard to do, exclamation point.
Oh, wow. So he is saying that the media is corrupt because they're not actually looking into the truth of the Joe Biden thing.
They're not reporting on the obvious corruption.
His idiot minions will love that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else buys it, though.
Well, I mean, you know, what about the people that are like both sides? You know, both sides are equally corrupt. I hear that.
Oh, they probably think there's something to the Biden story.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, fringe people, though. I mean, you're talking about people that...
And it's one of those
could be in the center.
Conspiracy theory lies that has a grain of truth to it. Yes, yeah. Hunter Biden was on the board of this gas company.
Yes.
And that's about it. That's the truth of it. The rest of it isn't true. There was no investigation that may have been into that. There was an investigation that may have been into that company had been long closed. And so there was no investigation.
Right.
There was no reason for Joe Biden to pressure Ukraine to fire this prosecutor who was going after his son. Because that wasn't happening.
You know, the problem is that I was watching some CNN, and they, when they talk about this Biden-Ukraine thing, they don't really say the bullshit scandal. You know what I mean? They say things like, how is this Ukraine scandal going to affect Joe Biden's run for president?
And they go through it, and then at the end, they say, oh, by the way, there's no evidence of any wrongdoing. Just so everyone knows.
They should open with that. I can see how centrists... And people, and maybe moderate Republicans could buy into this because the media is not reporting on this truthfully, you know? I don't know if it's just wackos buying into Trump's thing about this Biden scandal. I think it might be, you know, some normies.
It's the same thing with Hillary, like you said, yeah. Then he tweeted about, it was my great honor to attend this morning's welcome ceremony for the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure he makes this about him.
Oh, absolutely.
He tweeted about a new truck plant in Texas, Navistar Inc. Building a new $250 million truck factory in San Antonio with 600 new jobs. Congratulations, San Antonio and Texas. America makes the greatest trucks in the world.
Yay! We made good trucks. You remember when Trump got in that fire truck and pretended to pull the horn or the whatever the fuck? How could you guys, hey, deplorables, how could you vote for such a simpleton, man? Did you see him in that truck? Did it not bother you? Did it not? You didn't look at that and think, oh, God.
Oh, that happens.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
All the time. Great news, Apple announced it is building new Mac Pro in Texas. This means hundreds of American jobs in Austin.
Yay.
And for suppliers across the country, congratulations to the Apple team and their workers. So he's like, look at all this good I'm doing.
Oh, yes.
None of this has anything to do with him, I'm sure.
Right. And it's 600 jobs plus 100 jobs, right? So that's 700 jobs. I mean, that's a lot of jobs, but, I mean, he's in charge of the whole fucking country, right?
Big news by Hyundai, Kia, and Aptiv. On a $4 billion joint venture to develop autonomous driving technologies in the U.S. That's a lot of money and jobs. That's not necessarily true. Great jobs coming back to America. If you're developing technologies, that's like a lab.
Right. There's lots of people in that lab, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think there's tons and tons of people in that lab?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of good union jobs.
Oh,
good,
yes.
Good middle-class union jobs.
And
your doctorate in chemistry.
And you're right. What does this shit have to do with him? Trump is either watching Fox, eating Big Macs, staring at Ivanka's legs, or he's calling up countries and asking them to do weird shit. Like, hey, Australia, what did he want Australia to do?
Look into what?
Look into the, something with the Mueller.
Oh, okay.
Something to discredit the Mueller investigation, which he still feels he needs to do.
But again, I guess we don't know the whole story, but why do you call fucking Australia for that? Does he not have thugs over here that can do shit for him?
The then he said, my great friend Mark Meadows has been an excellent chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, which has been a tremendous success. If you think cancer is a success.
Oh, yeah.
I am looking forward to close collaboration with his successor starting Tuesday and strong leader Andy Biggs, I guess, is the new
Andy Biggs
House Freedom Caucus cocksucker.
Fuck yes.
Then this is awesome. This he tweeted himself.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little Festivus moment.
What do you mean he tweeted himself?
He tweeted... Dog in my lap. I have to move my microphone out of the way to press a button. The ceremony swearing in the new Secretary of Labor. By the way, we have a new Secretary of Labor.
Oh, nice. What happened to that Acosta guy?
Exactly.
Shit.
You'll recognize the last name, though. Eugene Scalia.
Oh, wow. Any relation?
It's son.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's Trump going Festivus at the swearing-in ceremony.
Awesome.
And then he tweets this Fox News clip himself.
A whistleblower, when you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect, as you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement, like the statement, it was not even made. I guess statement you could say with call. I made a call.
Statement made with call. Statement made with call. I made a call. He's out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
He's flailing desperately. Just saying the same shit over and over and over.
I wonder if he's got too much Adderall on board. He just.
Man, I guess.
He sounds like he's rushing.
Statement you could say with call. I made a call. The call was perfect. When the whistleblower reported it, he made it sound terrible. And then you had Adam Schiff, who, even worse, made up my words, which I think is just
not true.
Made up my words.
It's just not true.
Even worse. It's even worse.
Made up my words, which I think is just a horrible. I've never even seen a thing like that. Adam Schiff, representative, congressman, made up what I said. He actually took words and made it up. The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it because there was nothing done wrong. It was perfect. So Adam Schiff decided, I can't let this happen. So let me make up. Do you ever hear of this one, Gene? Do you ever hear of anything like this? So Adam Schiff made up a phony call, and he read it to Congress, and he read it to the people of the United States. And it's a disgrace.
He read the transcript that you sent him, you fucking cockknocker. It's such bullshit. It's just a lie. Right now, the reporter in the... Well, I understand this is a pool reporter situation.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's only one poor reporter selected to go in there.
Oh, I see.
So they got to be kind of careful. But because if it were a gaggle, they should be just yelling at him, saying, that's not true. It's just not true.
Yeah. Why can't that one reporter say that? Is it?
He'll be clubbed and escorted out. Gosh. Are you kidding me?
Grow a pair of reporters.
Disgrace. This whole thing is a disgrace. There's been tremendous corruption, and we're seeking it. It's called drain the swamp. There's been corruption on the other side. There's been corruption like you've never seen. Now, the new president of Ukraine ran on the basis of no corruption. That's how he got elected. And I believe that he really means it. But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us. And we want to get to the bottom of it. And it's very important that we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
But no one is anyone accusing the president of Ukraine of being corrupt?
No.
Because Trump just posed the question to him.
No, he's going. He wants their government to be less corrupt. But when he says he's seeking out corruption, he's looking for our alleged corruption.
Yeah, from Joe Biden.
He's not worried about the Ukrainian government's corruption.
Oh no, no, of course corruption. Not. Of course not. But I'm saying why. I don't know.
Then I don't know what this.
Yay.
This is Blaze TV. He retweeted this segment.
Oh, shit.
So Adam Schiff today opened up today's hearing with a completely, absolutely made up account of the call that Donald Trump had with the Ukrainian president.
It's just the Blaze. Obviously, we know where the Blaze's lips are firmly attached.
Right, and we know where the Blaze is from, right?
Human centipede style.
This is still Glenn Beck's Blaze, but it's sold to another entity,
It is
right?
sold to a different entity.
Sad. Sad, Glenn.
No longer Glenn's Blaze.
Ah, shit.
That is the tweet. That was 33 minutes ago he tweeted this Blaze story.
Right. That's funny.
For the Blaze video.
Right.
It's our president, y'all. We're so proud.
Because Adam Schiff basically regurgitated what was on the transcript, right? Well, not the transcript, but the
memo.
The memo.
Yeah.
So what Adam Schiff said was based off the memo that the White House put out, right?
Yes.
So.
Stacey Dash.
Oh, okay.
Political asshole, former star of Clueless. Well, one of the co-stars of the movie Clueless.
Right-wing nut job. Like a nutball, right?
Yeah, a woman of color who is completely sold out her people. her fellow minorities.
Yes.
Hated. I mean, she's just plain hated. Arrested for domestic violence.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Here in Floridia.
Oh, my God. What part of Florida is Stacey Dash in? It's got to be like Miami or something. That's so Florida, Stacey. Shit.
Oh, God. TMZ already has the 911 call.
Oh, my God.
Stacey tells the operator she was assaulted by her husband. She claims the husband's 15-year-old daughter got into her face. That started the whole situation.
Oh, fuck. I thought she was a God-fearing Republican. What the fuck happened?
In video of the arrest, Dash is visibly upset. At one point, the officer strikes up a conversation with her, asking where she's from, what she does for a living. She reveals she's an actress and was in Clueless. She also makes note of her stint as a political correspondent.
Oh, good. So that's probably good for a cop. A Florida cop will probably appreciate Stacey Dash's shitty politics, don't you think?
One of her friends told TMZ she acted in self-defense. That she was arrested for domestic violence in Florida over the weekend. Pasco County, Florida.
I have no fucking idea what that is.
Says where she owns a home.
Pasco.
After getting into squabble with her new husband, and allegedly putting hands on him.
Right.
Garbage people.
Yeah, totally, dude. I mean,
cops were called to a home around 7:45 p.m. to respond to a domestic dispute between Stacy and Jeff.
Boo.
You know, if you ever have to have the police called upon you for a domestic dispute,
that means you're in Florida, baby.
Maybe you shouldn't be in that domestic situation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, yes. I agree with you. But welcome to Florida. I mean, that's so fucking Florida, man. Don't you think?
Stacey allegedly pushed, slapped him.
Oh, okay.
And that's when the officers arrived. They saw scratches on his arms.
Yay.
She was taken into custody. She was held on $500 bail. In these type of incidents, the locals often hold people for a 24-hour cooling off period.
Oh, shit. So Stacey had to stay in jail for 24 hours?
Maybe, yeah.
Damn.
Pasco County is just north of Tampa.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
Newport Richey is on the coast.
I don't know that.
Port Richey. Bayonet Point.
Bayonet. I don't know that.
Land O'Lakes.
Oh, I've heard of that. Now that's butter.
Right, but there's a Land O'Lakes, Florida, apparently. Well,
I'm not familiar with that one.
God, this one looks like a... Zephyr Hills, but it's one word. It looks like a venereal disease.
Oh, yeah.
Zephyr Hills.
I got Zephyr Hills. Nah, cream won't take care of it. I got to get a shot.
Stacy and her husband got hitched this spring.
Oh, boy.
In a secret wedding ceremony down in Florida. He's a lawyer. Oh, she's really good at marriage. It's her fourth.
Oh, shit.
She's good at marrying.
Damn, that is a glass half full motherfucker, don't you think? I mean, she has hope.
Right, after three.
God,
after
three fucking divorces.
Failed marriages.
My God.
She's like, I'm going to try one more.
Number one, divorce. Okay, whatever. Oh, you met someone. Maybe this will work. Number two, divorce. Think about it. Two divorces. And then you meet someone, and then you think, maybe this is it. Maybe I got the other two wrong. Let's get married. And then another divorce!
Your nephew apparently is prophesying.
Yes.
Your brother tweeted, hashtag Yang Money Bomb, hashtag Yang 2020 Cali Rally. My six-year-old said he had a dream that the guy I want to be president came over and gave us money. Hashtag secure the bag.
Secure the what?
The bag.
Oh, okay. Do you get, I mean...
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
When you get this money, is it cash or is it a check?
I would assume you could probably get a direct deposit from the government.
Right.
If it's a monthly kind of deal.
Right. It's
a check, like a Social Security check.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never gotten it. Who won that? Has Andrew Yang announced who won the Freedom Dividend or whatever the fuck he's going to do?
I don't know. I put in.
Did you really?
Sure.
You entered?
Yeah, sure. $1,000 a month? Are you crazy?
Fuck, I didn't enter. I didn't think about it.
It's too late now.
Yeah, I don't win shit like that, though. I just don't even bother with anything like that.
I could handle $1,000 a month. He just wanted my email address, so I give him my spam email address.
Oh, okay. God, I got Buttigieg emails. I get those like every fucking 5 minutes, this Buttigieg. Just emailing me, vote for me.
I get Matt fucking Gaetz because he must have gone through the voter rolls here. You'd probably be getting them soon, too.
Matt Gaetz?
If you're registered to vote, yeah.
I get Matt Gaetz shit on my Facebook feed. It's gross. It's really fucking gross.
There's a representative here who's a real Trump sucker.
It's a tool bag, man.
Over at the, I'm just seeing if we have any Jim Baker clips.
Oh, please. Please, Jeebus. Let Jim Baker say something insane today. Is Jerry Falwell still talking about his big, thick cock?
I don't have any. Oh.
It said, is Jerry Falwell still cock?
Oh.
Is Jerry Falwell still cock? Say,
absolutely, he is.
Thanks, Steve Jobs.
Last week, we did play some clips of Lance Wallnau, who was on the Jim Baker show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lance Wallnau also partnering with Jim Baker. Apparently, they're splitting the $2 million. On those Trump Cyrus coins that we found out were allegedly 38,000, 40,000 of them sold. At 45, 50 bucks a pop.
And they're not really gold. They're gold plated.
They're 24 karat gold plated, Ryan, of which you could buy a similar coin on Amazon for $1.
Oh, but he's selling his for 45.
$45.
Well, that means they have to be worth more than a fucking dollar on the black market.
All right. He carries them in his rectum for 69 hours.
Oh, really?
Before he
gives them to you?
Yeah.
Does he come over?
The Lord prophesied.
Oh, yeah. Does he come over and just shat them out in front of you on the glass coffee table?
Like, yeah, like some kind of fountain.
That's how Andrew Yang...
Yeah. Three coins in a hell fountain.
Ah, that's how Andrew Yang dispenses the freedom dividend right out of his asshole.
The here's Lance Wallnau talking about the possible impeachment of their orange fuck god.
Hello, fuck
shit
god.
God.
Shit god.
Lauren, Lance Wallnau having a little bit of a math problem.
Oh, okay.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee took his public office in order to make up a incendiary, lying transcript of what the president's actual transcript was. And most people won't pay attention to what the actual transcript is. But have you guys heard what this reprehensible character? I mean, the guy looks like he needs deliverance.
He needs deliverance. Adam Schiff, he's talking about.
Adam Schiff looks like he needs deliverance. Adam Schiff looks like he needs to get raped in the woods by a river.
And a Jew. No, he means Jesus deliverance.
Oh.
Character. I mean, the guy looks like he needs deliverance. And I'm just saying, we could be compassionate and say Nero's flipping crazy while he's killing Christians. This guy is a flipping nut job. I was dumbfounded when I heard it. Then when he was called out by Nunes and others and said, what the heck did you just do? He said, well, it was an interpretation of the transcript. An interpretation. In precedent setting, interpretation from an intelligence committee leader in order to set a
precedent. God. What precedent does it set?
Well, what is he talking about? He's sort of not talking about anything, right? He's just kind of rambling.
But the president for impeachment to overturn the will of 600 million Americans.
600 million Americans, which is almost double the entire population of the United States of America.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I think he means 60 million.
Yes.
That voted.
I don't know.
And 3 million fewer than voted for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
This is the latest attack because that swampy elite group, which is the Republicans, are silent, culpably silent, spineless and silent. The Democrats in lockstep. To take this man out. This is the battle of Western civilization. You want to talk about the Great Awakening? You want to talk about the Great Revival? If Chris.
Ooh, that's Q shit.
Oh, shit. Is he a QAnoner?
I don't know, but that's what it sounds like.
That's in lockstep. To take this man out. This is the battle of Western civilization. You want to talk about the Great Awakening? You want to talk about the Great Revival? If Christians don't wake up, they're in for a rude awakening. That their apathy and ignorance and spiritual mystical escapism cost them their freedom.
Man.
Your spiritual mystical escapism. How dare you?
You want to talk about the Great Revival? If Christians don't wake up, they're in for a rude awakening. That their apathy and ignorance and spiritual mystical escapism cost.
Spiritual mystical escapism. Their apathy.
That their apathy and ignorance and spiritual mystical escapism.
Apathy, ignorance, and spiritual mystical escapism.
So what they mean by spiritual mystical escapism is that they don't think about anything real in their life. Like, they just want to, they're in denial.
I guess.
But
I
they're
mean,
to a point of being mystical.
Mystical escapism means that you're just busy praying and not doing anything?
What if it's just that you can escape somewhere?
Why are we trying to discern the words of this flaming asshole?
I know. But why would he say it like that?
Fraud.
I mean, he must have read that in some dumb fucking book, right?
Or he wrote it. No, you know, he wrote it in some Christo book that he's selling on Jim Baker's show for a donation of $19.99, yeah. And you get a DVD.
Right. Is there a... Right. Is there a book on spiritual mystical escapism?
They're in for a rude awakening. That their apathy and ignorance and spiritual mystical escapism cost them their freedom. That's what's at stake.
There you go, Lance Wallnau.
It cost you their freedom.
Impeaching Trump would overturn the will of 600 million Americans.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's an astounding number.
Just BT dubs. There's,
by the way,
not even 400 million in America.
Jeez. Well, we can do better.
I've got another story here. oh, we haven't, you know, it's really early in the week, so I don't want to save this for Friday. I believe he's announced his candidacy again.
Oh, okay.
For something in Colorado.
Yes.
County commissioner in El Paso County, Colorado.
Right.
Running. Yes. Former state representative.
Okay.
Republican. Of fucking course.
Right.
Gordon Klinging Shit.
Oh, my God, this guy.
On his Pray in Jesus Name show.
When are we done with this Klinging Shit, dude, man?
Well, it looks like he's got a green screen. He's rocking a green screen now.
Oh, okay.
With a stock news world footage in the background, you know, is like there electronic map and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Well, here, we'll just let him go.
Let's say you're a Christian employer. You run a parochial school, your Catholic education for children. And one day, the teacher comes in, and it's been Mr. Johnson. He comes in wearing a dress and says, I'm now Mrs. Johnson. You have to treat me like I'm a woman. Really? In a Christian Catholic school? You're going to force all the children to be re-educated and indoctrinated by a man who thinks that he's a woman. No.
Indoctrinated.
No. He says, no. No.
Well, you think you're, no. you pretend you're a human, Gordon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not a human, dude. What is he? He's a demon.
And indoctrinated by a man who thinks that he's a woman. No. You can fire that person, not only for the sake of religious liberty, but for the safety of the children.
Oh, God.
And for their sanity so that they are not harmed by the lying confusion which has come upon them by an evildoer who is full of the devil.
Evildoer who is full of the devil. A transgender person.
Oh, my God. Is there anyone on Gordon's show that talks remotely like an adult? Is there any voice of reason?
No, he doesn't even have a toady.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even have somebody agreeing with him.
See, Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Gordon has fully realized his power on the media. I mean, he doesn't have to apologize for shit if he doesn't want to.
And I think that what got him censured, like within weeks of becoming a state senator, and he was immediately stripped of all committee assignments.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was something, I think it was something like this, that anti-trans that he said on his ridiculous show.
Oh, yeah. It was either that or like some anti-gay bullshit or something. What a tremendous asshole.
By the lying confusion, which has come upon them by an evildoer who is full of the devil. But Mr. Johnson says, I feel like a woman inside. Is it really a woman inside? Or is it a demonic spirit of lying that is now presenting itself as if it is a woman?
Oh, my.
It's not a woman at all. It's just the devil.
What if there's a demonic spirit that is pretending to be a pastor?
Did he say a demonic spirit of lying?
Yes. It's a demonic spirit of lying.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. It's the worst kind.
Gordon Klinging Shit.
Yay. A demonic spirit of lying.
Tune in on Faithless Friday, everybody. We play more clips usually.
And hopefully there's a Jim Baker clip on fucking Friday, man. No shit.
Hopefully.
I mean, I you know, that's important for our show.
Okay. I haven't vetted this.
Crab diving unvetted.
This is a tweet by Hemet Mehta, who's the friendly atheist.
Okay.
The Friendly Atheist blog. I get a lot of our Faithless Friday news from the Friendly Atheist blog.
Oh, very cool.
He wrote a book called I Sold My Soul on Amazon, I think it was, or something like that.
Yes.
He literally put his soul up.
For sale?
For sale on Amazon.
What did you get for it, dude? What did he get for it?
I forget. I think somebody bought it and then, like, some pastor bought it and then said, you have to come, like, meet with me and eat dinner or something. And the pastor thought he could convert him or something. And
Before he gave him the money or something?
Oh, he gave him the money.
Oh, okay.
I think is the story. Anyway, he says that awkward moment when you're speaking in tongues but need to check your DMs.
So this guy's like, "Hunamunamani me." He's like, "Okay, so-and-so called me."
I don't know what this is from.
I mean, that's so fucking stupid.
Perry Stone is the preacher. Oh, it's exactly what it is. Like, I could see the video, him looking down. He's speaking in tongues and looking at his phone at the same time. It's scrolling. Preacher Perry Stone of Omega Center International.
Oh, my God. That is a fucking nutball church.
In Tennessee.
Omega Center International. Fuck you.
Was leading people in prayer on Thursday, even speaking in tongues when he stopped to check his phone multiple times. It's kind of hilarious.
Is there video of it?
Yeah.
But... oh, shit.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, God, I pray healing. I pray deliverance. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
He's totally checking his DMs and shit and then sets it down. I got to wait for some tongues, though.
But he's not even talking in tongues. He's just like, yes, Lord. I can do that.
Yes, Lord. Karamosharadandarabasha karabamandaridiyasa.
Double ratatas.
Is he ratata? Is he checking his phone while he's ratata?
He's grabbing his phone.
Oh,
right
God,
now.
I got to look at it.
Hakuna Matata.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
That's him staring at his phone reading. Going,
That sucks.
Who sounds like the Holy Spirit hung up.
Oh, yeah. Right, it's a dial tone.
Yeah.
Who is this guy again?
This is the pastor of the Omega Center International Church in Tennessee, Preacher Perry Stone.
Hi, Preacher Stone. I have some...
literally phoning it in.
Yeah, I have some harsh criticism for you, but I don't want you to take it... No. I do want it to make you feel bad. You suck. I mean, if you're speaking in tongues, is this...
ratata.
But hips is this... I mean, why would God?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's literally reading his phone right now and just making that noise.
Right. I mean, this doesn't seem that hard.
Somebody's mopping off the table.
Ah, well,
what is going on?
Well, you don't know. I mean, have you ever spoken tongues before?
There's a hand. He's sitting in front of a table, like a kitchen table kind of thing. He's got his glasses on the table in front of him. There's a bottle of water.
Right.
His face is in his phone right now. He's holding a microphone with his other hand. And coming out of frame, into the frame, from the left side, as I'm looking at it, is a hand with a cloth. It's just wiping the table off.
Kuna Matata.
Do you think he's spewing of some sort? Oh, something's coming out?
Yes. Absolutely, dude.
The effluvia of the Lord?
Of course he's spewing!
Wait, do you hear people in the background? The audience?
Are they like clapping?
They're all chanting and saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God. This is that creepy bullshit where they're all, they think they're taking over, speaking in tongues. So that's how he gets away with it.
Ugh. What, his base is a bunch of idiots?
Oh, obviously. The spirit just took him over.
You're the worst.
trying.
Get to it. Get to the part.
There's 27 more seconds.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, touch this right now. Touch this situation by the power of God. Touch this situation by the power of the Holy Ghost.
He's scrolling. Whatever he's doing on his phone, he's like scrolling through shit.
He's saying, touch this situation by the power of Gort. He said that very strangely. Mm-hmm. The power of Gort is a god? Is that what he meant?
I would assume. He probably was reading something at the same time.
By the anointing.
Maybe it's a pokey stop and he's trying to capture a fuck-a-Jew.
You know,
that's not a great thing to say.
If anybody like out Pikachu. There, if anybody out there is in the Jesus business, if you're a preacher, you know, sometimes people are probably weird with you, and this is why. Because so many of you are fucking nuts, and you can't blame us for that. Right. Fix that guy.
Shelby didn't like that.
Fix it. No. No one likes it.
Thanks. Lynette on the Twitter tweeted Hakuna Matata.
Oh, okay.
A gif of the from Lion King.
Hi, Lynette.
From the original animated version, not the
right,
not the new live action CGI version.
You haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Poser.
I probably won't break my ass too.
Ah!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, touch this right now. Touch this situation. Touch this situation by the power of God. Touch this situation by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing.
Mira manda da ba da dan da da ba baby shalu. Mira dan ba da 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 baby shalu.
He set down his phone and went back into tongues. I don't think he can do the mirabanda babaga shalabada shubobo. I don't think he can do that while he's reading his phone. He has to go to
Yeah, and that's not real good. That's not real good.
Yeah, I wasn't really impressed. There you go. Sorry, it was something shiny. Funny.
I get it. That is hilarious.
Oh, uh-oh.
Oh shit.
The reason I don't put it on the air this last chapter of
We played this one. This is Jim Baker saying we don't have more than a decade left, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
We don't have more than a decade left, so
well,
buy your food.
But Jim, if we only have a decade left, I don't need to buy the 25-year supply of corn soup. I can just buy
the 10-year.
Whatever I need, dickhead.
God, this Australian thing is getting worse.
Really? Why? I don't understand how the fuck these people
committee chair
this shit.
Trump tried to pressure the Australian Prime Minister to help Attorney General William Barr investigate the origins of the former special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. So they're
probe.
Wow.
How do you think of this? You're sitting around in the White House, you're watching Fox News, you're chewing a fucking Happy Meal. Ivanka's over there walking around looking great. Trump is like, you know what? I'm going to call up Australia. They'll help me. They'll help me shut down this Mueller report, right? That makes sense.
Or he heard somebody that had some tie to Australia.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And he thought, well, we're going to make them. They don't pay us for NATO enough. So, well, they're not in NATO, but they don't pay us enough.
I'm going to make them pay. That's what he's saying.
That's our president.
Oh, boy. Does he have to sit on a booster seat when he goes to Chili's?
Apparently, Trump's toadies, Jim Acosta, is reporting that from the CNN.
Yes.
That they're warning Trump that he's going to be impeached. He won't be removed from the Senate, but they think that the House will definitely impeach him.
Right.
And send it up to the Senate.
And that's going to make him crazy, right?
Because did you hear today? He also said, I don't know where that story is. I'll find it. But that he said something to reporters that they're trying to find out the identity of the whistleblower.
Right.
Which is against the whole point of all the whistleblower protection laws, is that the target of the whistleblowing complaint does not find out
yes.
who the whistleblower is.
So why is the media doing this then? Because they would have had the scoop? They don't give a fuck?
President Trump suggested to reporters the White House is trying to discover the identity of the whistleblower whose complaint launched the Ukrainian investigation. The president is on the attack, warning the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee could be arrested for treason and that the country could be drawn into civil war if he's impeached. That's today, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Costa said.
Right.
I'm told aides to the president have cautioned him in the last few days that he is facing the real likelihood of impeachment.
Damn. Oh, shit, Trump.
White House aides have grown frustrated with him,
yes.
clinging to a bogus conspiracy theory that it was Ukraine and not Russia that meddled in the 2016 election, a false claim counterterrorism advisor Tom Bossert says he has tried to ask the president to abandon.
Well, Tom, I don't know what to tell you. He's not going to.
Bossert
said, "Double down, dude."
Bossert said, "At this point, I'm deeply frustrated with what he and the legal team is doing." And that's Rudy. That's Rudy,
oh,
the
God.
Legal team. I'm deeply frustrated with what he and the legal team is doing and repeating that debunked theory
right.
to the president. It sticks in his mind when he hears it over and over again. And for clarity here, let me just repeat that it has no validity. That's Trump's own counterterrorism advisor. But it's fucking Rudy. It's
Rudy
who keeps putting it in his head.
We've got him. We've got him, Mr. President. If they just investigate it. What? If Rudy can read the writing on the wall, which maybe he cannot.
I think he can't.
Okay, well, never mind. I was going to say, why is he hitching his wagon to someone who's going to end up in jail?
No, he's bonkers.
And maybe I'm bonkers to think there's a chance that Trump could go to jail. I just don't see it. There's no fucking way. He's the most important white man.
Trump and top advisors, the deliberations between Trump and his top advisors about
yes.
the call with Ukraine say that aides to the president have warned him he faces the likelihood of being impeached.
Ooh.
Another source says aides are divided over the subject. Some are reassuring the president that Pelosi is just placating Democrats and won't drive the process toward impeachment vote. That's not going to happen.
But don't,
it will. They will have a
vote. Don't they have enough to impeach in the House?
They already do, I believe.
Right. So whoever is telling Trump that the House isn't going to impeach him, they're lying.
And a new CNN poll, Acosta says, shows that the public is becoming more open to the idea, with 47% saying that they support impeaching and removing Trump from office.
Damn.
47% is not a good number.
Right. And that's different from disapproval. That's saying that I want his orange ass the fuck out of here.
We want him gone, yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. I want this fucker out of here. I don't give a fuck how. Get him out. Well, I do give a fuck how. Quickly. That would be nice. Quickly.
Hashtag impeachment is coming is trending.
Oh, shit. That's a Game of Thrones reference, right? Like, winter
probably,
is coming?
Yeah. Jeff Flake also trending. What the hell's he got?
Well, wait, Jeff Flake isn't a legislator anymore, right?
He's gone, yeah.
He ran away because he was worried he wouldn't get reelected because there's a Trumpolo running against him.
He slithered away.
What does that coward have to say, then?
Former Senator Jeff Flake, torn on impeachment.
Ooh, yes.
Urges the GOP to dump Trump for 2020.
Damn. Wow. Well, good luck, dickhead.
He says, oh, this is such bullshit. To his fellow Republicans, trust me when I say you can go elsewhere for a job, but you cannot go elsewhere for a soul.
Ah! Thanks for the platitudes, dickbag. God, that sounds like something on a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah. So that's former Senator Jeff Flake.
How about this? Hang in there, but you're the cat on the tree branch. You know what I'm talking about? Hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there, kitty.
That poster.
Right.
Inspirational.
Yes.
We've got Rudy. You want to hear a moment or two of Rudy?
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. I want to hear all the moments.
Rudy, utterly and completely unhinged, was on with Chris Wall. Or where is he? Who is he on with? This is, I think I just have the, I don't think I have audio. I think I just have the transcript.
The beast is awake and it's damn, somebody's awake a little early.
The dog.
Yeah, man. That dog is just waking up, man. How many fucking naps does this dog take every day?
Not enough.
Jealous.
She's supposed to sleep 16 hours a day, but I'm not.
You're not convinced.
I'm not seeing that.
How many hours do you sleep, intern?
She sleeps not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Appearing on Monday morning radio.
Yes.
Dude, where's the? I hope I have the audio somewhere. I don't think I have the audio. That sucks. The Trump loyalist Joe DeGenova admitted that he and his wife and fellow attorney Victoria Tensing,
yes,
have been in contact with Rudy Giuliani on matters regarding Ukraine and Joe Biden, but he claims that the president had no involvement or knowledge.
Right.
DeGenova is the guy who's been on, he's there on Fox as a legal expert.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes.
Who's always firmly bumping his head into Trump's prostate.
But that's got to be tough, because if he's a legal expert, wouldn't you be able to tell, wouldn't you know that Schindler is breaking law? Wouldn't you know he's corrupt? Unless you're,
but
you're
it's
a
not,
lying bootlicker.
It's the evil Democrats, deep state.
Yeah, this guy's a bootlicker, right?
Oh, he's crazy, yeah. On Fox News Sunday,
hey,
it says, Chris Wallace dropped a bombshell, excuse me, when he reported that the husband-wife team,
yes,
who are frequent guests on Fox News opinion shows,
ooh,
have been working clandestinely with Giuliani,
oh, shit,
to get Ukrainian-based Oppo research on Trump's potential 2020 rival. So this asshole has been showing up talking about this situation.
Yes.
Not disclosing on Fox.
Right.
That he's been trying to help Rudy get some of this stuff from Ukraine.
Right.
It's these sneaky conservatives. They go on Fox and they don't disclose,
yeah,
that they're taking money. There's another one that goes on Fox all the time who's literally like taking money from some lobbying firm, but, and never talks about it.
Yeah. Didn't Hannity admit that he was Michael Cohen's client?
I just talked to him about some real estate.
Oh, yeah. The same Michael Cohen, right? Trump's lawyer.
Just some real,
the same
just cause
fucking
some, you
Michael
know,
Cohen?
Client. You know, just some real estate.
The
stuff.
Same guy that you suck off nightly on your television show? Okay.
Wallace reported that besides working apart from the administration, the only other person in government who knew about these three working on this bullshit,
yes,
is Donald J. Trump.
Oh, fuck.
When DeGenova says the report is absolutely false.
Oh, fuck yeah. Don't pay any attention to that.
This is on Fox,
report.
By the way. That the story, I mean, it's Chris Wallace on Fox.
Fuck.
Meanwhile, Rudy.
Yes.
Is out there. He told the Daily Beast,
right,
that Trump didn't know about them working on it at that point. I don't think I even briefed him on it yet. They weren't working on the investigation with me. I did the investigation with my people. This was not a matter that was brought to the president.
I bet it was.
Giuliani said that after the Fox News Sunday story aired,
I sent Chris Wallace a long text explaining how disappointed I am by him buying the Biden line.
Oh,
so
my God.
If you say there's no evidence of any of this,
yes,
you say the truth,
right?
You're buying the Biden line.
And more importantly, Rudy Giuliani is going to be disappointed in you, man.
Very disappointed. Yeah.
Disappointed. Rudy, who the fuck are you? Like a fucking Wallace, T-ball coach?
Chris Wallace and Fox News say we stand by our story.
Oh, shit.
So fuck. These assholes. I guess Rudy was also pissed about, I think it was over the weekend, that Chris Wallace also handed his own reptilian ass to Stephen Miller.
His lizard bottom. Yes.
Was on and just got pummeled and didn't do well at all.
Stephen Miller won.
No, he got his ass kicked by Chris Wallace.
Right.
And that Rudy was pissed off at that and was angrily defending.
Well, isn't it weird for somebody from the Trump administration to go on Fox News and to get the business end of, you know, to be questioned?
Fox News host Chris Wallace absolutely shredded Trump aide Stephen Miller.
Yay. Oh, by the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I put up a picture of Stephen Miller as a bat. Please check that out. That's a funny one.
I wonder if he's still dating.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked
up. The story from like last week or 2 weeks ago.
There's no way Stephen Miller has sex, right? I mean, that's just not a thing. Oh, God. Who's grosser, Eric or Stephen? God. Eric Trump or Stephen Miller? Who's gross?
Stephen Miller. No hesitation.
I mean, look at it. Wait 1 second. Take the Nazi shit out of it. I know that's tough. Pretend Stephen Miller. No, I'm talking about pure looks. Pretend Stephen Miller is not a Nazi. Just a face.
I'm still going with Eric.
Whoa. Have you seen Eric Trump?
I have. Have you seen Stephen Miller?
Absolutely, I have. Eric Trump is boy, I mean, you know, not to be a dick, but he is pretty fucking ugly, dude.
So, Miller was trying to insist that Biden was the one who was corrupt.
Oh, yes.
But Chris Wallace kept asking him to be specific about what he actually did that broke any laws.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. He had nothing.
Right, right.
And then that's when Rudy sent the long text saying he's disappointed.
Good God.
I'm disappointed in you, Chris.
You know what? I'm going to go with Stephen Miller, too. So I'm looking at this Eric Trump, and yes, he is ugly, and his face is kind of fucked up. But Stephen Miller looks like he was born out of Satan's dick hole.
Yeah, there's something very
satanic.
Creepy. like dead eyes.
Creepy, just...
Like dead eyes. And
yeah.
Very, very creepy.
Right.
Stephen Miller said Trump is the whistleblower.
Oh,
Trump's
yes.
blowing the whistle on the deep state.
Ah!
So
that's funny.
Rick Wilson tweeting, holy shit, Pompeo was on that call. All the three question marks. That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Think about it. Our Secretary of State is implicated in this. Our vice president is. Our president is. Still, the Republicans aren't coming around. Still, we have some moderate Democrats that are not coming around. That is, it's, I don't know what is that?
Dumb, I guess.
It's what?
Dumb.
Yeah.
excuse me.
Ooh, yeah.
College age whites in a latest
shit,
poll.
Yes. God damn it.
Have 46% already for impeach and remove.
Right.
52% support the inquiry. 57% believe that Trump thinks he's above the law.
Oh.
56% believe he abuses the power of his office.
Ooh, yes.
51%
believe he has committed crimes as president.
51%
of college-educated whites.
You know what makes me so fucking angry? I keep thinking about all the accusations about Hillary Clinton, which barely made any fucking sense, but were still enough to buy this dick bag an electoral win with the help of Russia and the fucking treasonous NRA.
Right.
God, I mean.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit, we get a little commissione.
We get paid lots of cash, baby.
Doesn't call it stew fuckhole.
Right. But
thanks to those that do.
Danke.
We appreciate it.
Good fucking job. Buy more shit.
No, it looks like the Russian bots are also trending something. Hashtag Antifa domestic terrorists. Is trending, which is totally a... God, and it's a lot of people making fun of it.
Because that's what the other side does. The other side are terrorists. I don't think Antifa is seen as a terrorist group.
Oh, by the conservatives, they're 100%.
Yeah, but by law enforcement, no, right? I mean, it's those right-wing nut job loony people they consider terrorists.
Hello, America. This has been weighing on me for a long time. It's like God's telling me I got to get it off my chest. The way that our government is acting right now is nothing like I've never seen in my lifetime. President Trump is doing his best to try to protect the American people.
Oh my God.
The left, they don't care, as long as they can get their voters in here to be able to do what they want them to do. Some states have even fixed it to where illegals can vote.
It's just not true.
Illegals.
It's not true.
Some states done fix where illegals
name
can vote.
Name one. Name the state, you asshole.
The state of confusion.
Some states have made it so illegals can vote.
Really?
It's just not true.
She just...
It just rattles it off.
Where...
She's some asshole on Twitter. Somebody retweeted this and said, look, another Trump University success story.
Oh, God. They went to Trump University?
No.
They want them to do. Some states have even fixed it to where illegals can vote. Period. No questions asked.
True.
I find it funny that you have to get on, when you get on an airplane, a lot of different places, you got to show ID, get searched, prove who you are. But to vote in our election that makes up our government.
She goes,
God,
on.
We get it.
She goes on.
We get it. You let illegals vote with no ID.
Whatever the fuck she's going to say.
And crazy.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, just fucking idiots.
These voters.
Quit telling people to vote if they're stupid. Honestly, if they're stupid, do not encourage dumb fucking people to vote. God, guys.
During that press thing, Trump did not answer a question about whether it was inevitable that he'll be impeached. He left the Oval Office, which is unusual. Usually everybody else is ushered out.
Oh, wow.
He scurried out.
To go where? To the West Wing? To hang out in his room and watch?
I think he went to hide in the... He probably hid in the Bill Clinton's jizz hallway.
Oh, the jizz way?
Yeah.
Meet me at the jizz way.
Who is this?
Jizway. Kind of like Amway. But...
David Hoffman.
Yes?
I fucking can't fucking believe fucking he fucking had fucking the fucking nerve to fucking collude fucking with fucking another fucking country fucking after fucking the fucking Russian fucking collusion fucking scandal.
But isn't the Ukraine scandal a collusion
Trump.
Thing too, right? I mean,
what?
Isn't the Ukraine thing related to collusion as well? I mean, he's colluding with another government.
Right. Well, yeah, totally. Literally the day after the Mueller report.
Oh, my God.
He proclaimed exoneration.
I forgot that. The day after the Mueller report, and this motherfucker, I mean, he's amazing. He has the nerve to come on and say it's bullshit. It's a witch hunt. And then he gets off on the fucking phone with another dude. Pompeo's there. Pompeo's listening to the call, and he fucking does it. He does it again.
This is amazing news. Yes. First of all, this asshole for even running.
Right.
This is Representative Collins, Chris Collins of New York.
Yes.
The guy who was charged by the FBI with insider trading, financial shenaniganry, and I believe that they literally have him on video at a wasn't it a Rose Garden event? They narrowed it down to the time that he received a call about some stocks that his family was way into, and they found out something was going to happen with the company, so they made sure they sold the stock or bought stock, whatever.
This is a guy, he was running for office in California, right?
And
his father-in-law,
and was reelected by Republicans who don't care about the law, don't care if someone is literally under indictment.
But they need to be white.
He was going to be proven exonerated, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
Republican Representative Chris Collins of New York today has resigned from Congress, effective immediately.
Oh, shit.
Because he's going to be pleading guilty. Pleading guilty.
Oh, fuck.
To federal security charges.
So he's copping a deal, right? He's going to get a deal. Is he going to go to jail?
Probably not.
No, he's white. He's white, right?
He's a white, rich Republican. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was being silly for a second.
At the time, Trump lashed out at then Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. God, do you remember that day? Those days when?
Oh yeah.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions was our the third.
Oh yes.
Excuse me. Was our Attorney General? Trump was pissed at Jeff Bosesh.
Oh yeah.
For the charges against Collins, and then that Duncan Hunter asshole who's got other shit going on, who also won in California. The guy that threw his wife under the bus.
Yeah, yeah. But what was his initial thing? It was like,
it's campaign finance bullshit. They use campaign money for like going on vacations and stuff like that. In an interview, he was like, my wife was in charge of all, my ex was in charge of all the money.
Well, I mean, to be fair, dude, if you're going to, would you rather go on vacation or a political campaign? I'd rather go on vacation, man. But Duncan Hunter is also a Republican. Is that correct?
Also, yes.
Wow. Wow.
And he's still in the middle of his,
you know,
of his bullshittery. So there you go. Chris Collins.
Not for nothing, but the party of family values.
It depends.
Real light
value
on the family values, dude. Real fucking light.
Crime family values.
Oh, yes.
Insider trading. He now plans to plead guilty.
I'm
totally exonerated. I look forward to being totally exonerated.
Oh, that's rich. That's rich.
Love it. So another Republican. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, stupid.
Now, I wonder, I don't know how it works in the state. They're going to have a special election, I would assume. Or they may just wait for the new election. They may.
It's New York,
they
right?
May, California. They
California.
May
okay.
Appoint somebody
yeah.
Temporarily.
You know what the nice thing? It's California. Probably no one will sell that seat. Probably the governor.
No,
does the governor appoint that? Like
that's what I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor there now, gets to do it.
Yeah, man, he gets to pick his guy. That Blagojevich got to do that. So why wouldn't Gavin Newsom get to fucking do that?
Different states have different rules when it comes to that shit.
Blagojevich has to be one of the more corrupt Dems, right? I mean, he's in jail. He's a white governor that's in jail, or that was in jail. He's not in jail anymore.
Blagojevich? Still in jail.
I thought there was a chance Trump was going to pardon that motherfucker.
It sounded like Trump floated that balloon to see how it went.
Yeah. How did it go?
Well, I don't think well, because I think his disgusting base didn't like it because Blagojevich is a Democrat.
What about the shaft?
And they felt that it was Trump trying to suck up to Democrats by letting Blagojevich out. But then when we did the story on it, you remember, I think it might have been Rick Wilson, who's like, here's the Trump needs to be in on the secret that nobody likes Blagojevich.
Right.
The Democrats don't want him back.
I don't like the guy. Do you like Blagojevich? No. Are you looking?
No, we're all like, keep him, leave him in jail. Who cares?
You see, dickheads, that's the difference between your Republicans and your Democrats. We don't give a fuck about Blagojevich. Blagojevich can go fuck off.
Oh, right? Mark Hamill with a great troll.
Oh, hell yes. I put this up on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Apparently, one of the Jarvanka spawn got a stormtrooper costume.
Yeah.
And the Ivanka with her new do, by the way, her new short haircut.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Ivanka and Jared are all decked out.
Ooh.
He's in a tux and she's in like a black, nice fancy dress. With two other kids looking on. I don't know why the one kid is in costume. I don't know what's going on, but they're like in a living room somewhere or something. And they said, the force is strong in my family.
Oh, jeez.
And Mark Hamill retweeted that and said, you misspelled fraud.
I know. I love that. I love
Hashtag go force yourself.
Hell yes. Go force yourself. You know, Ivanka's short hair looks good. I mean, I don't know, man. You like it?
I don't give a fuck.
I know. But
about her. She's plasticized.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine. Do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck.
Just don't fuck up the planet.
The Kamala Harris.
Yay.
God, they're, you know, the State Department, they're going back into Hillary's emails.
Oh. What? No, yeah, not her emails.
They are.
What about the emails in that super secret fucking computer?
It says as many as 130 officials have been questioned in recent weeks by State Department investigators.
Oh, okay.
State Department intensifies email probe of Hillary Clinton's former aides.
Yes.
Kamala Harris tweeted that story and said, Hillary Clinton served our country with distinction and always put our country first, something Trump knows nothing about.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton responded, but my emails. And then parentheses, she said, thank you.
Oh, man, people are trolling the shit out of these Trumps, man. I love it.
So the State Department, our tax dollars.
Yes.
You talk about witch hunts.
Oh, yeah. This is insane.
Our tax dollars are going towards somehow Rudy being sent overseas to go get dirt on
Joe Biden's fucking son.
Claiming that he was doing it at the behest of the State Department. Now we got this report. The State Department is investigating Hillary's emails.
Yes.
Again.
Right.
This is what we're dealing with.
And the thing is, with this Hillary Clinton, what I always tell these idiots, you know, when people are like, oh, yeah, she's horrible. You know, I say, if there was something to any of this shit with her that you could get her on, she would be arrested. She wouldn't be indicted. Right. Hillary would be in jail if there was anything there to put her in jail for. Don't you think? How long did that Benghazi hearing go on? How long?
Years.
Longer than the 9/11 inquiry. I mean, absolutely. God damn.
And nothing. Nothing.
Not one fucking thing, dude.
Zero indictments.
Yeah.
Whitewater. 4 years. 4 years of investigation. Right? Zero indictments, zero convictions.
But why were they not able to find the mass graves Mueller, from all the people Hillary and Bill killed?
30, 50 plus indictments?
Oh, yeah.
More than that?
But it's a witch hunt. There's nothing there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
I mean, you got to say Trump did the most amazing spin job with that Mueller report. I mean, he really did.
Well, with Barr and yeah, I mean, he had help.
Right. I mean, he it's a mountain of evidence that says he colluded with Russia, right? And he did some bad shit.
Yes.
He made it go.
Well, his campaign.
Yeah. He made it go away.
I mean, kind of in some ways. In public discourse, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, he neutralized it for this next election. Because you know Democrats are going to be afraid to bring up that Mueller report because they don't want to be saddled with the fact that they're obsessed with this Mueller thing. They're obsessed with the witch hunt and all this other shit, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to want to bring it up.
Do you remember how the Republicans hated the auto industry bailout, even though it started under George Bush?
Right.
But because it happened during the Obama administration.
Yes.
Therefore, it's bad and Obama's fault.
Right.
Well, as of now, Trump's bailout of farmers is twice as big as the auto bailout that they and some of them still squeal about.
Right.
And this is 100% due to Trump's tariffs.
But won't the bailout have to continue if the tariffs continue?
Yeah.
Because it's not like the bailout fixes the farmers. Well, right?
Some of it's gone. Some of it's gone. China is like, fuck it. We'll go to Mexico and get our soybeans. Yeah. So we're finding out about all these deals now that are being made in different countries. China's like, okay, we'll go somewhere else. Thanks.
Why are we letting this guy do this to us? I just don't fucking get it. So fucking dumb, man.
Well, you heard that dumb woman that said, was tweeting or did that video when she said, all they're doing is trying to bring more people into the country to vote.
Jesus.
They really think that the only reason Democrats want to support refugees is so that they can all vote illegally and make sure that the Republicans lose everywhere. That's the only reason that we are pretending to have compassion.
I mean, hopefully these Trumpalos, they will become, they're not going to want to vote for a loser. And maybe they will stay home. This trope in our country that everybody needs to vote is really killing us. It really is. Not everybody needs to vote. Not the racists, not the fucking idiots.
God, even Meghan McCain is going after Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
She's just as big.
Oh, she's a horrible piece of fucking shit, man.
And then the perpetual victim.
Oh, yeah.
On The View.
Right.
She walked off the stage the other day because they were being mean to her.
You know.
And Whoopi goes after her. Whoopi's like, I'm not going to let you do that.
Right.
It was something about abortion. She was saying, you know, Democrats support abortion after birth. And Whoopi was like, I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah, yeah. And also, abortion.
That's just not true.
But abortion after birth would be murder, right?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't.
Right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Tuesday, baby.
5 to 7.
Bam.
I do have one quick story left over from Faithless Friday.
Jeebus, Sky God, fuck you.
And this is horrific and stupid. And,
yes.
And, you know, the stupidity of religion.
Right.
But it really reminds me that there are Christians in this country that would like to do the same thing. These are Muslims.
Okay.
This is Indonesia.
Right.
The world's largest population of Muslims.
Okay.
not a good track record with treating other religions.
Yes.
So now they're floating the idea of passing a law making sex before marriage a crime.
Oh, my God. Nobody can fuck. You can't fuck in
a year
Asia,
in
man.
Prison.
How are you busted for that? How are you caught?
But now there are protesters.
Oh, okay.
Tear gas and water cannons. I mean, big time protesting.
Oh, yes.
People are like, this is some bullshit. The main clashes took place in the capital of Jakarta.
Yes.
As demonstrators demanded to meet Parliament Speaker Bong Bong B-A-M-B-A-N-G Bong Bong Sosatyo.
Bong Bong Sosatyo. God, our names in this country
Indonesians
sucks.
Have amazing names.
But yeah. Our names suck. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Who gives a fuck? I want to be
you're
Bong
no,
Bong Sosatyo.
You're no Bong Bong Sosatyo.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Protesters pelted police with rocks.
Oh, shit.
Who responded with tear gas and water cannons. One woman was holding a sign that said, "My crotch does not belong to the government."
Wow.
The would-be change to the criminal code wouldn't just make sex before marriage illegal. It would also ban all abortions.
Oh, God.
Make it a crime to insult the president.
They have that law in Thailand. You're not allowed to make fun of the king or some shit like that.
And outlaw cohabitation. No living together.
How do you fucking police that shit? Wackos.
This law has been delayed once by the president, but the Indonesian people are worried it could be forced through because they have religious assholes that are running their country.
Ooh, yes.
And what would happen if the Pences of our country took over? If the Robert Jeffers's,
yes,
like Trump's pastor asshole took over. They would love to make premarital sex against the law.
Well,
they
would
love to make.
That's the direction they're going.
Right.
Dude.
Insulting the president. They would love to make. They already say that.
Well, Trump said he wants to revisit the libel laws.
You're not American.
The lying media.
If you don't support the president, you're not American.
The fake news.
Well, you didn't support Obama. He was born in Kenya. He wasn't the real president.
He was black.
We'll see what goes on in Indonesia. But
yes.
Indonesia's parliament passed a law that also reduces the authority of the Corruption Commission. Does that sound familiar?
But when Trump first came, his first month in office, they wanted to get
the first thing ethics, the new Republican Congress wanted to do was to dissolve some congressional ethics committees or something.
Right.
Why do the conservatives want to get rid of corruption commissions? Look at the Consumer Protection Bureau. They hate that because it protects consumers against big, evil mega corporations and evil rich people.
But wait, I'm a consumer. You're a consumer.
Well, sure.
Shelby, you're a consumer. You're a consumer.
She's like, what?
Yeah.
Go
get that squirrel.
So there's been a lot of unrest, protesters, a lot of university students taken to the streets in Indonesia.
Squirrel.
So hopefully the sanity will win out.
Yeah. I thought she knew the word squirrel.
Maybe she's becoming immune to it now.
Mm.
I think that's probably good enough for today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay! Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com.
We'll do it again. Where is my fucking music?
I don't know.
Let's do it again tomorrow, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Everything you buy in that session, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here. Ryan's doing a ton of stand-up comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook is all rated R comedy. or go to his website for his schedule, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow with more Trumpian bullshit, I'm sure. Join
now
us.
I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.